morning. Welcome into It's Your Life Matters. Clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka joins us from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth speaks. Dr. Plachetka, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. How has the transition into summer been so far as we kind of inch our way into that part of the year?
Well, you know, after such a rainy May, this has been absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it's been nice. Overall dry, a little warm, but it's kind of what we needed after that month of May for sure.
I think so, and it's also good for people to be able to get outside. That's really good for our mental health, is to get a little sunshine on our bodies.
Indeed. So where are we going on today's show?
Well, you know, I thought I'm going to try and save our listeners a lot of money unless they really want to do what I did. Mike, did I ever tell you why I got a doctorate?
Don't believe so.
Okay, so this is the kind of person I am. Somebody got one, a friend of mine, and I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. So I said to my husband one day in the kitchen, I think I'd like to get a doctorate. And he said, okay, why? I said, so that the Christmas cards say doctor, or say Mr. and Doctor. He goes, hey, doctor gets top billing. I said, done.
Well, that's nice, yes. Good agreement there.
But it's really, you know, it's kind of a crazy reason. But the reason I say that is because I did learn a lot. And, you know, if somebody wants to get a doctorate, did work and that kind of stuff, good. But there's some, I can, like, summarize a few key points that really, I think, make a lot of difference. And I want our listeners to know that anything I say is always designed to reduce anxiety, not increase it. If you find your anxiety going up, turn it off. But the very first introductory class, you know, the professor said, you'll never think the same way. And I thought, well, okay, but I don't know how else to think, so this will be interesting. But here's what I did discover, and it's not appreciated by everyone, so I can't use it all the time. Two terms, reliability and validity. Reliability means how much how accurate the measurements, the calculations, whatever you're measuring, how much is it accurate? Can it be reliable? And valid is, does the study actually answer the question that you think you're asking? And that's important because so often, you know, you read something and it sounds perfectly logical, but then you see that there's all kinds of holes in it and you can't really trust the outcome.
Right.
So if we want to trust it, we have to consider the source. So that's number one. What do? We consider the source. You know, is it the person who did the study? Is it somebody who witnessed the event? How close? You know, that kind of thing. Do they have an education that, you don't want to, I could write a paper about taxes, but you don't want to trust it because that's not my education.
Right.
And then consider the process. How was it set up? Did it ask the question? Are the variables very limited, very specific? Does it follow a reliable procedure? And then consider the outcome. Did the outcome make sense? So, for example, back in the 50s, there was a drug that was designed for women who were pregnant who had terrible morning sickness. They took it. It looked like it was going to be good. Many of the babies were born with problems. So then we know that there was something that needed to be changed. So, you know, we want to consider the source, consider the process, consider the outcome, but then there's always these challenges that you have to watch out for. Like, we always try to take what we already know and have it make sense with the new information, and sometimes we have to be able to just throw it away, you know, like, oh, that it's really just totally doesn't fit at all anymore. Now, I will say, personal experience is important, but it can't be generalized across different settings.
Right.
It's 100% accurate for us, you know, whoever had the experience, but it can't necessarily be accurate for everyone else. And then sometimes we evaluate the source based on if we know the person, what they seem like their personality or how they talk, how they phrase things, do they sound trustworthy, and we don't always go back and figure it out. So anyway, I'm saving people a lot of money and a lot of time. If you want to know if something is reliable and valid, we want to think about the source, the process, and the outcome. So, and I'm glad to talk to anybody about any of that stuff anytime.
Yeah, and how do they find out more, Beth, if they want to call you or contact you?
Well, we have a website, www.safeharboril.com. I have a contact email there, and we can also have calls at 630-466-8657.
That's all the time we have on today's show. Make sure you tune in each week at the same time. It's called Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We hope you can join us again next week at the same time. And again, to find out more, go online to safeharboril.com.